Hi there, Tom. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director here, and Giselle wanted me to get on the line to get you the details and answer your questions and also to apply a reduced rate for your still somewhat younger company. Happy Monday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
So far, it's been pretty exciting.
Good, good. I'm glad to hear that. So, you know, I do have your file here in front of me, and I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with the different places that a business can appear on the first page, right?
Yes.
Perfect. Yeah, and our job is to make sure that your company pops up as a top recommended option anytime someone in your service area does a keyword search for the services that you provide. So they won't need to already know the name of your business to see your business and see your website pop up. Now, I'm looking at your website right now, and I like the look of it. I mean, it's very detailed, and of course, we can promote the website as is. It is Google compliant. It meets the criteria that Google requires for a website to rank well if it has the right off-page optimization. And that's what we would do. We would create the content that Google indexes when someone does a keyword search, all the different destinations and directories, things like a Yelp listing for your business, a fully optimized Facebook page, Super Pages, Manta, Chamber of Commerce. We'll actually create almost 70 different destinations and directories, all of them equally important to Google and Bing, all of them talking about your services and your service area, and then linking back to your existing website. That's what's going to get your business and that website on the first page in that local map section, okay? Now, you're traveling basically all over Florida, so we would also include Google paid ads. Those paid ads run at the very top of the page, the two or three businesses that pop up there. That's going to allow us to target specific cities, zip codes, subdivisions, even where it's going to be most profitable for you to be found, targeting, of course, both high-end residential clients and commercial clients too. Now, because your business is less than 5 years, you qualify for reduced pricing for a younger company. It's actually going to save you a little bit over 50% off the normal cost of the service. Now, there are no long-term contracts. Okay. It does bill monthly for a fixed flat rate. You'll save exactly $500 a month, and it does bring the rate down from what would normally be $999 a month to a fixed flat rate of exactly $499. That's with the Google paid ads included. And of course, with the calls coming to you, you're not paying for the lead, the click, the call, or the job. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's simply that flat monthly rate.
Awesome.
Okay. Now, of course,
so no long-term contracts either?
Correct, yeah. It's a short two-month commitment. After that, it bills month to month, and it would only ever be that exact rate, that $499. You've already got a great-looking website, so we don't have to create a website for you. I wanted to ask you also about the Angie Leads, that Home Advisor profile that Giselle attached here. Are you using that service? I know it's a very different service. You have to pay for the lead, right, whether you get the job or not?
Sometimes.
Okay.
I use them on and off, but they really get on my last nerve.
Oh, I can imagine.
Because the quality is not there.
Right, yeah, and you're not the first person to say that. Of course, the other thing, too, is even when it is a quality lead, the same lead that you get gets sent and sold to 6 or 8 of your competitors, so you're always dealing with a potential customer that is expecting several bids and several phone calls, and maybe they are looking to hire someone, but they're usually looking to find the cheapest company, and a lot of the times they're only looking for an estimate to begin with, so it is pretty frustrating when the business owner has to pay for those leads. And you know, not a very high conversion rate. But even if you loved it, you know, even if you're doing well with that service, what I would tell you is what my clients tell me, even the ones that have a service that they like, it's not usually that one. It could be Thumbtack, though. Sometimes network people say they get a pretty fair conversion rate. But even the ones that like their lead-based service are still more than happy to scale back on those leads, keep the leads paused more often, cap them at a lower amount, or even shut the leads off altogether. Now, you don't have to stop using that service to be a top option on that first page of Google, but since our job is to keep your phone ringing, I'm pretty sure you'd be happy to scale back on those leads one way or another. Now, you will get a very detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll be able to see exactly how much work you're getting. You'll see where that work is coming from. You'll even see the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for and how many times you are popping up on that first page for each of those searches. You'll even know which clients found you from the paid ads themselves or from the local listing or from individual directories. Now, I know you're doing both residential and commercial work. Do you have a preference of one over the other, Tom, or do you kind of like the mix as it comes?
I like the mix. Honestly, the commercial, we haven't even scratched the surface here, so I like to have a little bit of the mix up with it.
Sure.
But, you know, right now our biggest revenue source is the residential side, but I want to be more on the commercial. Mm-hmm. We also do EV chargers, which is a huge thing right now, so I want to be able to promote that.
Nice.
You know, with the business as well. So.
Okay, wonderful. Yeah, that's a whole other product, really, that people can look for and find you for. So we'll make sure that we're promoting you for that as well. And I know that you're kind of doing more residential right now, but it's not really by choice. It's just kind of the work that you're getting. We can certainly get you more commercial work, too. What we'll do is very targeted marketing, especially with the Google paid ads. We can target specific zip codes, subdivisions even, and, of course, make sure that you're getting that steady stream of phone calls from both the residential and the commercial clients. Now, did you have any questions for me at this point?
No, but, man, it sounds too good to be true.
Well, you know, our job is to make it affordable, especially for younger companies.
Okay.
We know that while, you know, there are no long-term contracts, we know that our clients do stay with it long-term because it is profitable to be on that first page. I've been with the company myself almost 9 years. April 17 will be my 9-year anniversary. And I've got clients that have been with us as long as I have. But as a company, we've got clients that have been with us even longer than I have, 10 years, 12 years, 14, 16 years. We've been around since 2004. And, you know, like I said, especially for our younger companies, we try to make it affordable for you. You know, our job is just to keep your phone ringing and earn your business 1 month at a time. Now, one thing that I will do, whether you love it or stop using it altogether, that Angie's profile is still active. I mean, it is Home Advisor powered by Angie. And you've got the Home Advisor profile page, homeadvisor.com/rated, the name of your business, and then a bunch of numbers in HTML. But because you have that active profile page, even if you were to shut the leads off altogether, I want to apply the promo code here. That actually allows me to reduce the setup fee. There's normally a $299 setup fee, and I might, you know, sometimes take 25-30% off of that setup fee, but because I know how expensive that service, that particular lead-based service can be, having been with this company long enough to remember even before it was called Home Advisor, you know, it was called Service Magic almost 9 years ago, and having spoken with business owners back then, I know that it's a lot of good money most of the time going after a lot of bad leads. So in this case, I'd be willing to take, you know, 66% off, $200 off of that one-time setup fee. It would just be a one-time setup fee of $99. Of course, that only attaches to the first month, and it is there to help us a little bit to offset the cost of creating all of those different destinations and directories. Of course, we'll have to keep updating and optimizing those directories as we move forward, but just that one-time setup fee, in this case, it would only be $99. So the entire first month with the setup fee, the Google Ads, everything else, you're looking at $5.98 to get started. Every month after that, it would drop down to that fixed flat rate of $4.99. And again, no matter how many calls you get or jobs
let's do it, you're not paying.
All right. And it's Florida Solar Power, right? That's how you want the name of the business to be branded online?
Well, that's how we're branded. I mean, the actual company is Hale Power and Energy Incorporated. So if we're going to do any type of paperwork, Hale Power and Energy Inc. is the main company. That's the parent company. Uh-huh. And then Florida Solar Power is our DBA at this point.
Gotcha.
I mean, it doesn't matter. We go by both either way, so.
Well, the website says Florida Solar Power. The website is flsolarpower.net, right?
Yes. And that's our customer-facing. So that's the one that we want to keep because we've been using that one for, you know, 4.5, going on 5, you know, about 4.5 years. So.
Good. So that's already got some domain authority from having existed already. And the phone number that we're speaking on, this is a good number for us to reach you regarding your account, And it's not the number that's on the website, though. It's the business number, the 239-234-2542 number.
Yes, that's the main number for the business.
For the business.
This, the one that you're calling on is my business cell phone.
Okay, gotcha. So it's a good number for us to reach you, but certainly not a number that we would be promoting for your business online. And then on the website also.
Definitely
not. Yeah, it would only be for us to contact you internally. We do use phone, we use text, we use email, and it's usually the method that's most appropriate to the information that we're trying to get out to you. Certainly for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records, we'll email it to you. But a lot of the times we will, in fact, be able to just give you a quick phone call or shoot you a text message. Did you have a preference, though, as to how we contact you, phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
I mean, honestly, I'm a super busy guy, so email is probably better.
Got it. No problem.
And then, if you needed to text or something, I guess that would be okay, but.
Okay, sure. Yeah, and if it's something quick and short that we just want to get out to you, we might text it to you. But we always, give plenty of time for you to respond to that. And info@flsolarpower.net, the email address off of the website, that's a good email address for us as well to contact you.
Well, why don't you guys use sales@flsolarpower.net?
Yep. Okay, sales. And then I did see on the website the physical address there. Do you actually see customers come to you, or are you always just...
We do.
You do? So that's an address.
We have a brick and mortar here, yeah.
Wonderful, wonderful. And that's an address then that we will definitely promote for your business online then. And then if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. I mean, one, I will take a look at our client interview calendar. We'll kind of handle the bulk of this on a follow-up call. One of our technicians will want to dot the I's and cross the T's and verify information off of your website and information that I have here. Make sure that we know things like the hours of operation that you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc. What's unique about the business if you want, for example, for us to brand you as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing, true professional. I will create all of that content and take care of all of that in a follow-up call and a couple of other things. What I would do now, and your last name is Hale, right? H-A-L-E?
H-A-L-E, that's correct.
Okay, perfect, Tom. And then what I'll do now to secure the listing for what we're promoting as Florida Solar Power is to read what's called a voice verification. It's actually required of us as Google Premier Partners. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is, that fixed flat rate, the reduced pricing of the $499 with that reduced one-time setup fee. That, of course, is no long-term contract. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time, Tom, if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. Okay? And give me just a quick second, Mr. Hale, to get that set up. Okay. So, Tom, it reads as follows. As welcome to Local Splash's voice verification, this part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, Tom, can you please restate the name of your business as you want that to appear online?
Florida Solar Power.
Okay, perfect. And that's how I have that. And then, Mr. Hale, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Thomas Hale, CEO.
Okay. And then, Tom, as the CEO of Florida Solar Power, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business, correct?
Yes, I am.
Perfect. I'm sure you make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Tom, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Now, as you might imagine, Mr. Hale, to get results as fast as possible, it is, in fact, important that you are actively involved in your campaign. And since our job is to make sure that people are contacting you, when they need your services, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to emails, phone calls, and text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Tom, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
perfect. And it says, in hiring local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. We are already aware of the Angie's or Home Advisor, and like I said, there's no direct conflict there. The reason that we do ask, though, is all of the additional content that we will, in fact, be creating for your company. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. Equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we will, in fact, make sure that all of your business information online does stay accurate and consistent. So we are not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think may also create online content for your business, we ask that you at least let us know. Mr. Hale, that's fair enough, right?
Yes, it is. Now, can I ask a quick question?
Of course.
Okay, so we currently have something going on with Google directly where they're putting ads and stuff out there. Are you aware of that?
I did not see an ad up for your business online. Now, how much are you spending on Google ads currently?
I really don't know.
Okay.
I honestly don't know, but it may be paused right now because I haven't seen anything new come out in a little while, so maybe
right.
The billing or the credit card it was attached to could have expired and I haven't updated, so I'm not really sure.
That might be the case. Right, and that,
okay.
That's probably why I'm not seeing anything for you. So, I mean, you can keep the Google Ads paused. Like I said, it's our job to run those Google Ads for you. We are a Google Premier partner, and we were one of the first companies that Google partnered up with when they wanted to make sure that businesses, small and medium-sized businesses, have professional management of these types of services. Okay?
Okay,
now,
great.
With all of the reduced pricing, and we are going to do what's called the NAPW audit. That stands for name, address, phone number, and website to make sure that all of your business information online stays accurate, that it is already accurate and consistent. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that everything is all the same. Now, with the reduction in both the subscription cost and that one-time setup fee, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today, the 14th of March, in the very discounted total amount of exactly $598.00. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 14th of the month at the further reduced rate of $499. And again, Tom, that $499 is an exact amount, meaning there's no taxes, no fees, no surcharges, there's no lead fees whatsoever. It is also a fixed flat rate. It will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. Now, if after that second billing, of course, it is month to month, at will, you can stop at any time for any reason or pause it too, meaning if you get more work than you can take on or want to go on vacation, if necessary, you could even pause the service seasonally. By simply contacting our client support team, all that we do request, Tom, to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Hale, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Tom, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. And that first payment, Mr. Hale, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? Tom, what works best for you, sir?
Okay. Is no way to do an ACH?
We don't do that anymore. We used to do that, but that was years ago. The reason that we stopped is, of course, the first payment gets processed, and then we get started right away, even start getting charged for Google Ads, and then 10 days later we might find out that the account is no longer active or there's not enough money in the account to cover it. So we cannot do that anymore. We do accept debit card, though.
Okay. All right. I need to see which account we're going to use for this. So, is it possible to send me a secure payment through the web or online email?
Yeah, I can do that.
So that we're not doing this over the phone?
Oh, I can
do
that. But if, I mean, I want you to feel comfortable in doing this. I would generate the invoice out for you, and then you would navigate through the billing system and put in your personal information. I still have to hit update and process the payment on my end. But okay. everything is encrypted. No, I won't be able to see anything once you're putting that information in.
Yeah, no, I would feel better about doing that online, or, you know, that would be good. I don't like to give stuff over the phone.
I hear you. So I'll get that out to you. It will be an email. In fact, if I can maybe generate that information now and walk you through that, if you've got the time. I know you said you had to check and see what card you wanted to use.
I've got a couple sales reps in here right now that need my attention, so I'm trying to... This call was kind of unscheduled, so
right.
You know, I'm just kind of in the middle of stuff right now.
Well, I'm glad you.
We're definitely going to do this. I need this service. I want the service. So don't think I'm like pushing you off. I just, like I said, I'm kind of busy person here. So
sure.
My administrator called in sick today. That's the only reason I'm even answering the phone. But to that end, but.
Okay. No
but yeah,
problem.
No, I'm excited. I think this is a great deal. The pricing seems perfect. You're giving me discounts.
Okay. Yeah.
So
I'm
not stalling or anything, but yeah, just
no
send that
problem.
I'll
get that email out to you, and then I'll also send you a text message with my contact information on there. Just let me know when you're able to fill that out. I'll get everything processed on my end, and then I will want to give you a call back, unless you want to schedule the follow-up call with our technician already. If, for example, you know that you'll have this done by 4 or 5 or 6 o'clock this afternoon, we can schedule the client interview at this point, but it's up to you.
Can we set up something for Wednesday around maybe 10 a.m.?
Sure. Yeah, I'll set that follow-up call up for Wednesday. Yeah. It will be scheduled from 10 until 11. The call would get to you a few minutes after 10, get you off the phone pretty close to 10:30. It's a one-hour window for a call that only does take about 25 or 30 minutes.
Okay.
So let me know when everything's good on your end, and I'll process the payment. You'll get that follow-up call on Wednesday at 10. You will, when the payment goes through, get a confirmation email through our automated system. You'll also receive that first month invoice sent out to you by both text message and as a link on the invoice email. We will want you to click on that and kind of navigate through that just to verify that you are the authorized holder of the card on file. Is the card in your name? Is it the business name or both?
Both.
Both. And is it Tom or Thomas?
It's Thomas Hale III.
Okay. All right. So I'll get that information out to you, and then just let me know when everything's good on your end, and we do have that client interview already scheduled for Wednesday at 10.
Okay, great. Now, will they send any links or anything for a Zoom, or it's just physically a online or a telephone call?
That's just a telephone call. Yeah, that follow-up call will just be a telephone call. I'll send you a calendar invite. I think it might look a bit like a video conference, but it is just a phone call.
Oh, perfect. All right, yeah, please send that way. It locks into my calendar. That's perfect.
Yep, sounds perfect. All righty, Tom, I appreciate your time, and I look forward to speaking with you again. I'll send you that calendar invite for that client interview on Wednesday at 10.
Sounds great. Thank you so much.
Thank you, too.
I appreciate your call.
Thank you very much. Thank you for your time. Take care.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye.